Phoenix Audio presents
Hush Money by Robert B. Parker. Chapter 1. Outside my window, a mixture of rain and snow was settling into the slush on Berkeley Street. I was listening to a spring training game from Florida between the Sox and the Blue Jays. Joe Castiglione and Jerry Tropiano were calling the game and struggling bravely to read all the drop-ins the station had sold. They did as well as anyone could, but Red Barber and Mel Allen would have had trouble with the number of commercials these guys had to slip in. The leisurely pace of baseball had once been made for radio. It allowed the announcers to talk about baseball in perfect consonance with the rhythm of the game. We listened not only to hear what happened, but because we liked the music of it. The sound of a late game from the coast between two teams out of contention on a Sunday afternoon in August, driving home from the beach. The crowd noise faint in the background and the voices of the play-by-play guys embroidering on a dull game. Now there was little time for baseball talk. There was barely time for play-by-play, and much of the music was gone. Still, it was the sound of spring, and it took some of the chill out of the slush storm. Just after the fifth inning started, Hawk came into my office with a smallish man in a short haircut, wearing a dark three-piece suit and a red and white polka-dot bow tie. His skin was blue-black and seemed tight on him.